Sin Shin Mem Hei, if you doubt it, Ezu Karmelis, there is a Rishus called the Karmelis, which is Midoraita, it is not a Rishus, Midrabanan, they gave it a status of being not a Rishus, a Yochan, not a Rishus, a Rabbi, and you're not allowed to transfer from any one of those Rishus to this Karmelis. What is the dimensions of a Karmelis? Mokum Shein, Hiluch, a Rabbi, not a Rishus, a Rabbi, that people are constantly walking there. Keep going. Yam, like the ocean, the seas, Ubiko, a large valley that doesn't have walls around it. Yitzavonis v'yitzvira. These are certain pillars that the merchants put their merchandise on. So it's ne'a mudim v'yitzvira. The higher pillars that the shopkeepers would hang their goods on. And then they had these yitzvira, which were lower things. It wasn't like a pillar. It was more like some type of platform that they would also put the goods on. It is four tefachim wide, and it is less than 10 tefachim tall. If it's less than 4x4 wide, then it's a mokum ketur, and doesn't have any issues to take from any rishus and put it on that here. Ken zavas mukalish is the rabbin. Another example of this kamalus is a corner near rishus the rabbin. It says over here an example. From the tour, if you have a movi, you have a pathway which has three mechitzas, and the fourth mechitza is completely open. Now, look, is this alleyway, the movi, in order for you to be able to carry within it, it has to have, on the fourth direction which is open, either lechi akor, either some protrusion, vertical protrusion, from the bottom up, at least 10 foot up, from the next to the wall, protrude into this movi. We'll see more lechis about that later. Or that the kair, which is something, a beam on top of the entrance. In any event, it does not have any of these two things. And then, even though, according to many sheets, it's a shusha yochid in that tayyur, the midrabon, you're not allowed to carry the kamel. Shusha rabbin shumakuya, shusha rabbin that has a roof on top of it. Not shusha rabbin, because in the midbar they didn't have roofs on top of themselves. But since it doesn't have mechitas, it's considered a kamel. And also a mound that is 4x4, at least tefachim, and less than 10 tefachim before. This business of being less than 10, we saw previously that if it's 9 and people use it to support the load down, then it can become a shizirah. Without that, anything less than 10, then 4x4 and more is a kamus. Or the ditch in the ground, which is 4x4 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim deep. When we saw that it's less than 3 tefachim deep, then it could be considered part of the Shusha Rabbi. If it's more than 3 and less than 10, then it's a count. Says that by Yishayim Tayyib HaTov, Kayu Mashliyu Lassar, Rifa Aval Ava. Now we have an interesting situation over here. We have a house, which is a very low roof. And therefore, if you go into the house, the height from the floor to the roof, less than 10 tefachim, you will not be able to stand up in it. But the roof is add to it, and that will make it 10 tefachim. So if you look at the house from the outside, it will look like a mound, which is 10 tefachim tall. If you go inside of it, then it's not 10 tefachim. That is also a karma inside. Why? Because since you don't have 10 tefachim height inside, it's not considered a shusha yochid. But on the outside of it, you stand on top of it, that's a shusha yochid, because that's like a mound, 10 tefachim tall. If you focus by Abba, people will answer, Rocha, Igmanak, Tolan, Nasa, Kulu, Shusha Yochid. You dug into it, middle of the floor. So now, in the area you dug in, you do have 10 tefachim from the floor that you dug in, because it's lower than regular floor. So the roof, you dug in 2 tefachim. So now, if you're standing in that hole, you have 11 tefachim from where you are to the ceiling. That becomes a shusha yochid. Not only that, but the entire area in the house becomes a shusha yochid, comes subordinate to that shusha yochid. And the finish over here also is, even if it's chakak, this ditch that you dug is more than 3 tefachim away from the wall. So basically, when you make your 10 tefachim, you can have, let's say, 3 tefachim in the ditch, and another 8 tefachim of the wall, even though they're not connected to one. Yeah, the ditch is over here, and that's further away, more than 3 tefachim. Even so, since after everything's said and done, in the ditch has more than 10 tefachim, you have 10 tefachim to the ceiling, it becomes the shusha yochid. And from the outside, it also has walls of 10 tefachim. The discussion won't be the case where on the outside it's not 10 tefachim, but on the inside, with the chatak, it is 10 tefachim, and attack is separated from the walls, that is beyond the scope of our